who's never rude?
Mm.
Our resident etiquette coach here at the show, Zarif Hardy.
Oh, no, she is lovely.
She is the queen of manners. The queen of etiquette. She's from the Australian School of Etiquette. The reason I bring her up is because I was scrolling through Instagram the other day.
Yeah.
And I saw she'd posted 5 old school traditions that we need to bring back in 2023.
Okay, bringing back the old school traditions.
Yeah, and I feel like we're kind of in like a place where old is new again. Like, look at all Gen Zs are embracing everything that's old and calling it vintage.
Yep.
And saying, oh yeah, I'm so into it now. Yeah, so why not do that with etiquette as well? I don't think you're going to like some of these, Mike, but we've got Zarif on to go through them. Hey, Zarif.
Hello.
Good morning, Mikey and Emma.
Well, let's bring them on then. We'll go through them. So up first, you got bring a meal to a friend. What, you want me to just cook a casserole and drop it over to Doug's house? Why would I do that?
Because it's an act of just being kind. It's a little thing. It might just be a little cake or a slice or, you know, something little that you might just make on a weekend or during the week that you might just knock on the door or you find out someone's not well or they're having a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
It's an act of kindness. It's really sweet.
It actually does make a huge difference if you're going through something tough and your friend just rocks up to your doorstep with dinner sorted so you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
It is old school, but it's so beautiful.
Yeah, quite often people will do it when there's been a death in the family
exactly,
or something. I get that.
Or someone's really ill.
Yeah.
What about this one? Getting to know your neighbours.
Absolutely. That is something that we have just stopped doing.
Yeah.
It's just the morning, good morning, or a little high five hi, or
yeah,
just how's your day been? Just getting to know the people that we spend our lives with.
Yeah, I disagree with that
really
one.
It's really important.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Little things, big difference.
Yeah, I don't care to know my neighbours, really. I don't want to talk to them.
Do you know their names, at least? Or?
No, I honestly don't.
Not at all.
No.
I think our neighbours that live across from us, I know the names of their dogs, but I've forgotten their names. It's Bella and Willow are the dogs, but I forgot what their names are. But we always say hello and have a bit of a chat.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I just put my sunnies on and walk straight past. Hey,
sunnies inside. The height of rudeness.
What about writing thank you notes? Okay, you want to bring that back, Zarif?
Absolutely. Just that little, I mean, it's just as quick as sending a text. Little pen and paper, write down, you know, thanks for having me or I hope everything goes well for you for the interview. Anything. Just a nice little thing. When someone's done something nice for you, even just to write them a little note. You know, it's so lovely to receive something on paper.
Okay, what does this one mean? Sit through a whole dinner.
All right. Have you seen people dine lately? It's phones, it's up, it's down, it's movement. That art of just sitting through a whole dinner, not leaving till the last person finished, enjoying the meal, enjoying the conversation, not being distracted by technology, and just completely focusing on the people that you're with or around.
Okay,
so this isn't just out at a restaurant. You mean like at home as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Everywhere. Just to not be, you know, dump it in the mouth and run.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
Just take the time.
I actually agree with that one. Yeah, I like that one. And I bet you're a big no-no for phones, right? You don't like people having their phones at the dinner table?
Definitely not. No phones on the table, near the table, around the table, away.
Okay, and there's one other old school tradition that you want to bring back in 2023, dressing up.
Well, for no reason, just dress up and go out? Or, well, yeah, what's that one about?
Well, just when you leave the house, look like you've made an effort. Dress codes have just slipped so much. And this isn't about, you know, ball gowns and stiff formalities, but make it look like you've made an effort. So many people you look at and you wonder, have they ever seen a brush?
Yeah, what about Emma was talking about the other day on the show, how you went shopping to your local IGA downstairs and you were dressed like crap.
It was the first thing in the morning, Zarif, and I needed to grab some pancakes and bacon and juice or whatever. And I literally threw on the scungiest clothes like I had. My hair was unwashed and tied up in a bun.
I bet that's not okay by you, Zarif.
Well, you know, just run to that supermarket quickly, maybe. But, you know, when we're catching up with people or going out somewhere, make an effort.
Okay. What about this? Just while we've got you, we were talking before about a 52-year-old woman who was copping hate for wearing a crop top and skinny jeans. What is there any etiquette around dressing your age? Like, are there age-appropriate clothing and not age-appropriate clothing?
Like, is a crop top okay at 52?
Look, it really depends where you're going. This is a grey zone. You know, is a crop top appropriate in a lot of places? Not, no.
Okay.
On any age.
Yep.
And I think we've got to look at what is appropriate for where you're going And look, I believe you wear what you feel good in, but, you know, come on, common sense has to prevail sometimes. Is that the right thing to be wearing? I don't know.
Okay, but really it's not an age thing? Like, do you think you get to an age where you should dress differently than when you were, like, 21, for example?
Well, you would think so. As we all grow, our bodies change, our look changes.
Yeah.
And yes, I think it does change. But I would never say to someone, don't wear something that you don't feel great in.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something around that. But yes, I think you've really got to have a look at yourself and think, is this what a 40 or 50 or 60 or 70-year-old should be in?
Well, producer Maddie's 84-year-old nan, where we found out, wears crop tops, skinny jeans and heels.
Well, and if she feels fabulous in that, then I say go for it. But just make sure you're dressing appropriately for where you're going.
For where you're going.
Yeah. Don't
all
go
right.
to church dressed like that.
Yeah. Love that. There we go. The five traditions we need to bring back in 2023. Zarif Hardy, Director of Australian School of Etiquette. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Zarif.
Great. Thank you so much, Mikey and Emma. Take care.
Mikey and Emma, dangerously live on R&B Fridays Radio.